Sweetest friends, by the grace of God, Chazdei Hashem, we are continuing our series of Shiurim on Talmudic methodology. Based on the Sefer Amidos Lechaker Halacha of Hagon Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel, Zichron Levracha, we are now holding in the classic edition and in the new, delicious, annotated Monsetta Rav Cook edition, but in the older one, used to have a red cover. That was when I was in Yeshiva HaKotel, a beautiful red cover. I remember holding that book in my hand with such excitement. Now they reprinted it with a blue cover, but it's the same pagination. In Yerushalayim Tavshin Samach Aleph, they reprinted it. It's on page Mem Hei in Osen Nun Tes. In the previous shiur, we were talking about the difference between Shlichus and Zechiah. That when it comes to Shlichus, it's a Metzias. The Metzias is that we view it as the Mishaleach is doing the Maisa that the Shliach did. And it is not merely a halachic action, but indeed it is an absolute reality. That's this midah that we're discussing now, the midah of Metzius Vidin. And now we will continue. Siyata Dishmaya. Mihai Tam Agam Kein Das Gadol Le'achronim Shezuchiyam Wilarak Le'achnos Ablo Lotzan. For this reason, it is the opinion of the Gadol Le'achronim that Zechiyah is effective only Le'achnosa, to bring something into someone else's Rishus. When you are Zoche, when you acquire an object on someone else's behalf, it can only work, this Zechiyah, this merit that you do on someone else's behalf, only works Le'achnosa, to bring it into that person's rishus, v'lo lehotza, and not to take it out. In other words, you're not allowed to be mezakeh somebody, give somebody a zchus, a merit, by taking something from him. Klomar rak lizkot be'ez davar, avlo sheyotze davar merishuto. Afilu hotza havu zchut hulo, hazu zchut hulo. Kmo lemashal afrish chala b'li rishut ba'al habayit, afal pi sheyesh b'zeh mishum zchut. Eifshar. So it's only if you want to be zocha in something, acquire something for somebody else, but not that other thing should go out of his rishus. Even if this going out of this person's domain is a merit for him, for example, to be mafrish chala, freshes chala is a schus, but it's considered it's a hotza, obviously merishuso, because you're taking the chala away, you're separating the chala, and you're taking it away from him. So even though it's a merit, nevertheless, it's not effective, even though it's to his benefit. Zaken le adam, below zaken me adam. You're allowed to be mezaka for a person to lachlachnis love rishus, but not from a person to take it away from him. B'ktzel sachoshen, b'simen reish chof gimel, b'sif kat na'alef. Now, if the din of zechiyah would be b'metzias ha'pe'ula mamish, if zechiyah would be mamish a merit, it would be mamish, excuse me, it is a merit, but if we would be mamish a metzius, a concrete reality, if we would view it that way, eze hevdel yesh lanu bein peula hamivya lidei achnasa uvein peula hamivya lidei hotza'a. So then what distinction would we have between a peula that brings to achnasa and a peula that brings to hotza'a? It's a metzius. Metzius azoy and metzius azoy. The metzius can work both ways. Sai lachnasa, sai lotza. From the fact that it only works lachnasa, it must be it's not an absolute mitzvah, it's just a din. And this din of zechiyah, of meriting on someone else's behalf, if you are not appointed a shliach, only works to give, to put something into his rishus, and not to take something out of rishus, out of his rishus. Baofen sheyotze lanu, shezechiyah hu rak din kinyani. Klomar shegam zechiyah hi achat midarkei hakinyanim. I love his matbeot lashon, his terminology, his nisuach. It's very enjoyable to read. Chlal, I have a lot of hanah from this style of writing of this sefer. I like the formulations and the general style. It's like a mixture of Rabbinic Hebrew and modern Hebrew, and not so modern, I'm saying this This volume, I believe, was published in 1943, so that's not particularly, you know, he's not using words like like all these modern, but definitely more contemporary than the lingo of the Sefer written in the 1600s. Al Kopanim, it emerges for us that Zechiyah is a din kinyani, it's a din of acquisition. It's one of the Darchei HaKinyana, but it's not an action of Mitzias. It's not a din Mitziut Pe'ulit. Umehai Taima, for this reason, Gam Behachnasa Gufa, Im Ein Ba Mishum Chalut Dinit, El Rak Mishum Pe'ula Mitziutit Greda, Lo Shayechet Baze Zchia. If you have in Hachnasa itself no Chalos Din, no applying of a halacha of din that is going to take effect, but rather just a pe'ula in the mitzias, there could be no zechiyah in this case, because zechiyah is in the realm of din, chalut dinit, kinyanit, aval lo mitziut. V'lachen, im yesh rak pe'ula mitziutit greida, it's just a mitzias, there zechiyah isn't shayich. ציור כזה יש לנו לפי שיטת רש"י בהד תופס לבעל חוב במקום שחב לאחרים שמחלק בזה בין זכייה לשליחות שרק זכייה לא מועילה בזה אבל אם עשהו שליח לתפוס קנה. So we have that ציור, such an illustration according to the sheet of רש"י כידוע כמפורסם that the תופס לבעל חוב במקום שחב לאחרים, that if you grab for a Baal Chov, in other words, you have Reuven, is Nebuchadnezzar, who owes money to Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, and even Zvulun, who has his own money, but Reuven still owes him. Doesn't matter how rich somebody is. If I owe Mark Zuckerberg $100, so I owe Mark Zuckerberg $100. It doesn't matter that he has another $62 billion on the side. He doesn't need my $100, but I owe him my own. Din Pruta Kedin Meya. So this Reuven owes a lot of Yidden money, and now I want to grab from him for Levi, that Levi should get his money. So there's a difference according to Rashi. If it's mitam zechia, if Levi didn't send me as a shliach, sarbet nisht, doesn't work. Shirak zchia lo moila b'zem. When the Gemara says it doesn't work, it's talking about when you're doing it al zchia, when you're doing it without being actually appointed a shliach. You're just doing Levi a favor. But if Levi made you a shliach to be toifes, then you're kone. Ve'atosot makshim mekivan shezchia u'mitam shlichut ma'u ha'evdel בין אם עשאו שליח או לא עשאו שליח, אין גיטין י' עמוד ב', בב מציע י' עמוד ב'. If זכייה is מטעם שליחוס, like we saw in the previous shir, that the whole notion of being able to acquire on someone else's behalf is because it's as if you are his messenger, you're his agent, you're his proxy, I like that word. So what's the difference between whether he made you a shliach or didn't make you a shliach? If זכייה is מטעם שליחוס, מהו ההבדל בין אם עשאו שליח או לא עשאו שליח? It should be the same. זכי אז מטעם שליחו. So how can Rashi be מחלק? אך זהו הדבר שאין בתפיסת בעל חוב מושג של חלות קניינית, אך תפיסה מציאותית בלבד, כי אין בתפיסת המלווה משום קניין, כי אין קניין בלי רצון שניהם של המקנה והקונה. אלא רק הפעולה החיצונית לבד, פעולת התפיסה, ובזה לא שייך המושג זכייה כנ"ל. But that's what we're saying. The answer is, to explain Rashi, that when it comes to tfisas bal chov, it's not a musag of a chalos kinyan, of a an affecting a proper halachic acquisition. But rather, it's a tfis on the metzias. In the metzias, he's going to this guy, and he's grabbing his money. It's a tfisa metziotit. Today they give borrowers give a check bitachon, they call it in Israel. Right, you borrow from somebody $1,000, and he doesn't know if he's going to get his $1,000 back, so you write him a check and for $1,000, and if you don't return the money, so he has the check as a backup. Unfortunately, a lot of times the reason the guy needs the loan is because he doesn't have money, so if you would go and cash the check, so it would bounce. There are millions of checks that bounce in Eretz Yisrael every year, unfortunately. But sometimes the check goes through. So that's tfisa. That's really taking it. He didn't agree. And b'tfisat ha-malveh mishum kinyan, there's no proper kinyan, because you know when there's a kinyan, the guy doesn't want to return the loan, so that's not a proper kinyan. And kinyan b'li ratzon shnehem, there's no kinyan without both of them being agreeable to this kinyan. The makna has to be agreeable to the kinyan, and the kona has to be agreeable to the kinyan. That's a proper kinyan. So, but tfisas baal chov, since there's no agreement of the makne, it's only the kona being tofes, that is a tfisa metziutit. That's a tfisa in the metzias. But sweet friends, I'm sorry to say that it's not a chalot kinyanit. It's just a pu'ula chitzonit of grabbing. And if that's the case, then we understand that tzichi is not shayich there. Tzichi is only shayich in the world of dinim, but not in the world of metzias. Shlichus is a metzias. Zichia only works in the realm of din. So since there is no chalos kinyan when you're tofes lebal chov b'makom shechov la'achirim, that it's now going to disadvantage others. Why is it going to disadvantage others? Because if you grab for Levi, then Yehuda and Yisachar and Zvulun, the other chever, they're not going to be able to collect. So that's tofes lebal chov b'makom shechov la'achirim. So you're disadvantaging others. So Rashi says it works if you're a shliach, but it doesn't work if you're a zoche. And we want to understand why. Zchias mitam shlichus. So it should work for both. And the answer is that tfisis bal chov is only a tfis in the metzis. It's not a chalot kinyanit. Since it's not a chalot kinyanit, then it doesn't work for zechia, because zechia is only in the realm of kinyan. And this is not a proper kinyan. Since it's not a proper kinyan, zechia isn't going to work. What is it? It's a tfis in the metzias. Ah, you're in the world of metzias, and then if you're a shliach, then it works. Because shlichos is a metzias. It's like the person himself is taking it. It's like the mishalech himself is taking it. Uvezeh yishavti, writes Moreno Arav Amiel, with this I was miyashev in my sefer Darkei Moshe, Derech HaKinyonim. He has two very beautiful svarim called Darkei Moshe on Kinyonim. He also has on Kochim, Zeir Geshmak. He has Darkei Moshe on Kinyonim, which unfortunately really almost nobody learns. I mean, you know what people are learning. I mean, you know, if you hear what people are talking about and you read svarim, you see what people are quoting. So there's certain svarim that Baruch Hashem a lot of people quote, so you see they're learning those svarim, and there are other svarim that are less popular, unfortunately, for those svarim. Because a filo sefer Torah shebeheichal needs mazel, that the sefer Torah should be taken out. So today there so many new svarim that are written, chadashim lebukarim, Baruch Hashem, even in this tkufas ha-corona, that you know, you would think that the printing presses would be down or something, but no, the people keep coming out with new kontrasim and svarim and parsha sheets and loads of Torah flying, Baruch Hashem. So it's not so easy to get people to learn your sefer. If you have a big name, you'll get people to learn your sefer, and if you wrote something really that attracts people, so not easy. Anyway, in the sefer Darchei Kinyanim, which I warmly recommend, Shmaitza Dalit, Perek Beis, he brings a lot of stiras that they ask on Shitas Harifa HaRambam. What's Shitas Harifa HaRambam? That is, Kazachor, what we learned in the previous shir, that when a Adon gives a shtar shichur to somebody else on behalf of his Eved, writes the Rif, and the Rambam agrees, Shalom Lotzi Lamei Hader, he can't retract after it goes into this person's hand, because it's a Zechiyah. But until the get comes actually into the Eved's hands, he is not yet a free man. So a lot of people ask Kashas and the Rif and the Rambam, Mikama Makomos, that it's mashmir that Zechiyah is Zechiyah Techef, and not that you have to wait until it actually comes into your hand. So according to what you were saying, kumtois, it would emerge shehachidush shel rishonim hanal hu dafka bishtar shichrur shesham lo mu'il kinyan hashtar ela ba'inan dafka netina liyado mamash kmo v'get isha. So this is dafka hanishtar shichrur. And ishtar shichrur, the chiddush of the rishonim is the dafka by ishtar shichrur, the kinyan ashtar, is not enough. There's not enough to do a kinyan. You need nesina liyado mamish. There you need a metzias of putting it in the person's hands, like a get isha, like we see in the chidushei harashba and the ran and gitna in zayin amid beis. We've given shiurim on this and we wrote about it extensively. So by get isha, according to some rishonim, it has to go mamish into her hand. So too, you need nesina liyado mamish. Not just a kinyan, if you just make a proper kinyan, it's lama speak. So here also, you need the vort is not to be kona the shtar, the vort is that the shtar has to go into the Eved's hands. Just like a woman isn't misgareshes, but kinyan agav, because you need nesina liyada mamish. So only b'chotzer, he's misgaresh, because chotzer, she's misgareshes. Because chotzer is mishum yadis rabbi, it's like an extension of her hand. It's kenas and liyad mamish. But b'dvarim she'enanu sechim l'netila liyad mamash. So that's all. If you need mamish going into the person's hand, so by k'shtar shichur, just like a get isha, it needs to go into his hand b'mitzias. And since in this case it didn't go into his hand b'mitzias because the adam gave it to somebody else to be zocha on behalf of the eved, so the adam can't retract anymore. It's too late. It's out of the Adon's domain, but it's not yet in the Eved. So Mimela, the Eved isn't freed, because it wasn't Nesina Liyadoi Mamish. But in things that we don't need Nesina Liyad Mamish, we just need a Musag Kinyani. Gam HaRishonim HaNal Modim SheHazchiya Mo'ila Techef. If you just need a Kinyan, so then these Rishonim agree that Zechi is a Gevaldik Kinyan. As far as a formal Kinyan goes, Zechi is a formal Kinyan. Why is Shtar Shichur different, that the formal Kinyan doesn't work? Because there you need a Metzias of it going into his hand, and by Zechi it's not considered a Metzias. Okay, obviously, Yesh Laharich B'Zeh Me'od, and we have so much to do in this Sugya and other Sugyas, you know, just turning the pages of the Sefer, and you know, you have... just this volume alone is well over 400 pages. Then you have another two volumes, and on each shtickle you could be ma'arich, so we have a lot to do. And I just give you a bracha, my beloved friends. And I want to be mitztaref, ani besochechem, that we should be zochet, tzuzam, and biyachad, l'lmod u'l'lamed, lishmar v'lasos, u'l'kayim es kol divrei sal mutaras u'v'yahava, amen v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.